Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli. And today, oh, it's almost the weekend.
The girl's happy.
And why wouldn't she be? Our Melbourne and Sydney listeners are saying more footy talk, please. Our Brisbane listeners are saying we've lost interest. No footy talk, please. While our Adelaide listeners are saying, can Richard please stop casting aspersions on the veal gardens?
We find out what passiona really tastes like.
We'll find out which football teams the Prime Minister is pretending to like this year.
New species of wildlife found, and we've got the details.
Richard introduces us to the world's biggest baby.
Baffled listeners tune into Batman.
Incriminating photographs, and yes, Phil Spector, oh, he's making his way back into our hearts.
We've got prizes up the gooner, out the wazoo, and up the jumper.
We certainly do. And in the second hour, Ryan Shelton is here from Rove and from the Church of Ryanology, as we know.
See the trouble with Tony? He can't do nothing without his Richard. And that Richard, that Richard's going to drive him crazy.
Yes, it's all coming up on Get This, the most informed program on radio.
Ask Peter Beattie.
Well, why would I ask?
Ask Steve Brex.
Well, he's retired.
Ask Bob Carr.
Yeah, well, I can't ask Bob Carr.
Ask Jeff Gallop.
Who's Jeff Gallop?
Ask the Labor Party.
The entire party.
Ask Steve Brex.
You've said Braxy. We don't...
Ask Peter Beattie.
Well, again, Peter...
Ask Jeff Gallop.
We don't know who that is.
Ask Bob Carr.
No.
Ask Steve Brex. Oh. Ask Jeff Gallop.
Yeah. Get rid of him, please.
Ask Bob Carr.
Okay.
Ask the Labor
Party. We haven't got time. Get this on Triple M. Solid rock, that's Goanna here. And Get This around the nation. Last one for the week. Good afternoon, everybody. Who is it? It's myself, Tony Martin.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Change for a dollar. Okay, fair enough. We've got to Ed Cavalli's here.
Hey.
Bit
Jeez,
of small
35
change.
And change.
Going his way, pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland. Oh, hang on.
He's paying up.
The cash jackpot.
Hey. Feeding spewing dollar coins.
Living large.
High on the hog, you are.
Feeling he's just been big noting himself on the first break every day this week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to that later. The mailbag. Oh, so much mail about our panel operator. Do you think, of all the button pushers around the network, does Richard attract the most mail, do you think?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think he would say that because he's full of himself.
Full of himself, is he? Well, here's some buttons you can push, Mr. Marsland. I saw a story on the news last night that really... You know, sometimes you don't have to add anything to it.
No, yes.
Check this one out.
Camilla Parker Bowles has finally found her place at Madame Tussauds.
There you go.
Next to Farlap.
No further comment required. It is the end of the week. All jokes must go. Our chance to get to all the pissy little stories we haven't found room for earlier. What have you got over there?
Well, now, Tone, it's time to get into the Get This science exhibit.
What?
Wait for the jokes first.
The show that announces the sound of disappointment at the very beginning.
Hanoi, Vietnam. Scientists have discovered 11 new species of plants and animals in Vietnam alone.
Wow.
Including a bunch of snakes. They didn't say a bunch, I added that.
Yeah.
Some butterflies and some orchids. There's a butterfly called Skipper that flies quickly and is very attractive to the eye.
Right.
They've got a new species of snake that lives in a small one-bedroom apartment and lives on Winnie Blues and Tears. It's called a brown polo-shirted Marsland python. They've also found another new frog that stays indoors and can only be tempted out by a limited edition laser disc of Godfather 2, the spotted Tony Martin frog, and one final species of snake that has the face of a horse and is completely useless. Scientists say that the snake has no real value apart from sleazy nightclub appearances. They're calling it Galen.
Oh, there you go. If you're new to the time slot, the Ed Cavalli Galen feud has been brewing for... Right. I think, really, you're the only person keeping the name alive.
Well, where's he going to keep it alive? On the street? In a gutter?
I'm not sure. Okay, here's the story.
On his MySpace?
I can't believe we missed this in the New Weekly this week. Pamela Anderson has admitted she had sex in order to clear up a substantial gambling debt she'd racked up. However, the buxom blonde says the crotch for cash transaction led her to find true love with the buyer, notorious amateur pornographer Rick Salomon. I paid off a poker debt with sexual favours and fell in love.
Oh,
That was a reveal.
I haven't cried for 15 years. And there it is, a solitary tear.
Isn't that a beautiful story?
Something to warm the heart. My name is Rick. You owe me 200 grand. We could settle this another way.
Yeah.
By the way, I am an amateur pornographer. Will you marry me?
Mum, where did you and Dad meet?
Well, Mummy likes to play the cards, but she ain't too good at it. And Daddy has got a long line of credit with Mummy that she paid off. Well, we'll show you the tape. Let's watch the tape.
Go to 54 minutes
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Oh, God.
By our 10th anniversary, we'll be in the black. So to speak.
Oh, it's beautiful. We met having sex to pay off gambling debts.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
That's probably how I reckon I'll meet someone.
Yeah, going by yesterday's show,
yeah,
I think the answer is yes. Now, Mr. Marsland, what have you been sitting on all week?
I don't know about this, guys. I'm not sure.
Come on, out with it.
This has got to be some sort of world record.
Yeah.
It's in Russia, where a mum gave birth to her 12th child.
Now,
that's incredible in itself.
Sure, yeah.
But the kid was 7.75 kilograms. Now, that's 17, over 17 pounds
right.
in the old
normal?
Language. I'm not sure what...
Oh, look at the look on Nikki Hamilton's face. Yeah, that's clearly big and painful.
I know that 10 is sort of getting around, like, really big, isn't it? 10 and 11
like is that like a head like a basketball, literally?
I reckon.
Yeah,
wow.
Yes. Maybe not mention that so close to the big day.
After the birth, Tatiana Barabanov said that her husband just stood there blinking.
Is he a horse?
Do a double take.
Eating a sugar cube.
Well, apparently during her pregnancy, she ate lots of potatoes. Here we go, Nikki. Noodles and tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, Nikki.
There'll be none of that. Thanks.
No, Nikki's eating a lot of Slurpees from 7-Eleven. Very interesting.
Okay. Jump on board. Mm. Oh, and by the way, guys, today's special guest. It's the giant baby.
Oh.
Hang on.
Come on in.
The giant baby's in the studio.
17 pounds. What a cutie.
Gorgeous.
Take a look at him, eh?
Nice mustache.
Wow. Cute little baby.
He's gorgeous, isn't he? Look at those cheeks.
People love a giant baby.
I have to burp it. Sorry, guys. Give me a second.
Okay.
That is gorgeous. Richard. Thanks for aiming it at me.
Watch for the follow through, Ed.
What are you talking about,
Rich? Just be careful.
Oh, yep, there it is. That is the second time that's happened to me.
That is outrageous.
Unbelievable.
Cute little baby. Though,
yeah, absolutely. Luckily, I'm wearing a.
Just check the other end if you could.
Yeah. Oh, everything looks clear here. Rich, I might just sit here with my face in front of it.
Oh, dear. That was a poor decision.
That's unnecessary.
Very poor.
See you, little baby.
See ya.
Bye. You need some more music, though. Some different music.
You've got sort some of, music.
How's that?
Oh, the old Kim Beazley theme.
Bye.
Beautiful.
I'm covered in chuck.
Well, we'll be back with more football talk in a moment on Triple M. I don't remember. That'd be Powderfinger here and get this on Triple M on a Friday. A brief respite from the constant football talk.
Yeah.
For those who don't.
We need to get to that later.
Yeah. Should I not say that, do you think?
No, I'm in deep trouble. We'll get to that later on, perhaps in Talkback Mountain.
Okay, we'll get to the trouble.
Deep
we'll get
trouble.
To the ugliness later. But let's get to the listeners now as we reach into the Get This Mailbag. Nice xylophone.
Thank you.
Beautifully done, Rich.
Thanks.
Ooh. Andrew Best has emailed us to say, haven't heard much from our Hollywood correspondent, as yet unnamed.
Mm.
What is the latest in Tinseltown, Ed?
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, Andrew, I hope that satisfies you. Terry Plonker wants to know, what are you guys doing with the Kim Beazley theme? Did you just hear it before? I think the giant baby might have had it underneath. Sorry, I've gone a bit Shane Bourne.
I hear he is looking up your old address.
We had Bourne this week, and whenever Bourne comes in, we go a bit Bourne. But here's the sound that we're talking about. People love it. You know, a lot of people writing in saying, can't it be the new Joe Hockey theme? We tried it, just didn't feel right.
Hock doesn't have the same kind of lumber about him.
No.
His ass doesn't move independently from his body.
Stephen Segar lumbering up a corridor, it works quite well.
Yeah, not bad. We still haven't found the real new owner of it, have we?
Yeah, see, the footage is only needed for the Segar. It doesn't, describing it's not good enough.
It doesn't work.
Okay, listen to this. They're doing a remake of that film, The Taking of Pelham 123.
Well, they've already done one.
Wow. There's already been a remake.
They did a remake, 5 or 6 years ago.
They didn't cock it up enough, so Tony Scott's having a crack.
Oh, Scott, leave it alone.
Is this a sequel? Is this The Taking of Pelham 1232? Because I'm looking forward to that, if they could ever do that.
But look at this, my favourite Hollywood gossip, the only bloke who doesn't start with, Lindsay Lohan.
Were you John Michael Housen?
I think I might possibly be. You know, it's a very fine line between John Michael Housen and Alan Jones.
It's so, well.
Try walking that tightrope.
Ever in the same room?
Nope. Never in the same cubicle. What we've got here is Jeffrey Wells' Hollywood Elsewhere column. Look at this. He says, I love the brassy, gutsy David Shire music that accompanies the opening credits of the Taking of Pelham 123. He's got a little link to them on YouTube. Mm. He hopes they're going to keep that theme for the remake.
No, they'll get like Fallout Boy to do a version of it. You know what I mean? It'll be all fringe. Yeah.
Drum and bass.
D&B.
Bowling for Soup will be back together to crank one out. What else are the listeners obsessed with, Ed?
Well, Stephen Goulias has written in to talk Smurfs. I mentioned the Smurfs the other day. I proposed a dovetail of Who's the Most Delicious Smurf.
Yeah, we never got around to that.
No calls.
That's why.
But obviously, Stephen's on board. Who doesn't? And he says, I can't believe no one answered Ed's dovetail. Thank you, Stephen. Mm. Where were you? It's definitely going to be Greedy Smurf, which I said because he's filled with cream. He said, how delicious would it be, Greedy Smurf with a Smurf berry in his mouth and a delicious Smurf berry glaze?
Don't like the sounds of that.
Touche, Stephen.
Ed's been reading that letter out to himself in the office all morning.
Now, one
heard
more
that
thing.
About seven times
just
already.
Just Gargamel quickly. Gargamel's not a fool wizard like his great uncle in the evil castle in the neighbouring forest. That's why Gargamel is always messing up. Okay. Thank you, wizard fans.
I was under the impression he was a failed Smurf.
But that is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life, Richard.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Not good enough to be a Smurf.
Triple
what do you have to do? Hang around in a village, say Smurf every second word, try not to get eaten.
Your football connection. Triple M. People do love Richard Marsland's impressions now.
Oh. He needs some new ones.
Yeah, well, okay, firstly, the old ones. David B says, George Harrison impressions.
Mm.
This is for you, Rich.
Yep.
The easiest way to sound like George is to go halfway between John and Paul and then use the word. See, you need a key word with an impression.
Yeah.
The way he pronounced hair is her. Yeah. I don't care how long I grow my hair. So I'm going to give that to you.
All right. Go to script now. So
practice that on the weekend.
All right,
weekend.
Let's...
okay, yeah, I can work on it on the weekend.
In the meantime...
That's an arc. That's a dramatic arc.
Oh, that's a show arc.
That's a journey.
Yeah, good work. All right.
Because I'm going to take the weekend. So I'll take the weekend.
Yeah, and come back with George Harrison on Monday.
Have a sit down with James Lipton. Let's discuss it. My George Harrison impression. Okay.
Inside the panel operator studio.
Fantastic.
James Lipton. And also Marty James is saying, you know what, Rich? I'd like to hear you do a cranky Peter Kundle. Oh, because you love Peter Kundle.
I'm a big fan of Peter Kundle.
Who's Peter Kundle?
He's one of our television... He's an underrated television...
He's the Gardening Australia aficionado, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's very excited about... I'm sort of just...
Give me a touch of Kundle with Richard Marsland.
We're adding a little something to this sales contest. First prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Second prize, steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That's a fantastic George Harrison.
I don't know why I was doing Glenn Larry. That's Glenn Larry, Glenn Ross. I'm not sure why.
Here's what we'll do. Monday, first thing, Kundle and Harrow in conversation.
Yeah, but if people like hearing Richard Marsland, I'm holding a DVD in my hand, Tony, which during this song I'm going to go and load in.
Yes, please.
And we might have some Marsland on the other side.
That's top, sizzle and dangle. Here, get this. Good thing. That's Fine Young Cannibals here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, where Ed Cavalier is working, as always, on new segments and ideas.
He should stick to his day job, pull his head in.
Oh, jeez, cop that.
Just that ruddy's turned.
Are you calm down now?
Yeah.
It's quite a run down to Matty.
Quite a run.
Matty D's dungeon.
He almost had a bite of lunch, but I saw to that.
That's not going to happen, not this year.
No, sir.
He's got a lunch, 3-year lunch contract. 3 years in the dungeon, one lunch. So we're working towards that.
Okay, well, you two have been enjoying yourselves playing me singing karaoke at the ski trip.
Yeah, let's hear that again.
No.
All right.
Let's not hear that again.
All right.
The arias are coming up, Richard.
Oh, yes.
And I know that, Tony, you're a big fan of the Sneaky Sound System.
Sure I am.
Do you know their song Projector?
No, I don't know their song Projector.
Well, this might help you.
Better turn off your projector!
What is that? That's Rich doing on the community television.
Oh, this
doing
morning.
The hook.
Might have been this morning.
Do you know any more of that one, Rich?
Oh, might have been. I've got so many gigs. I might have been on TV this morning. I can't remember.
Celebrated their 100th episode this morning. Yeah. They played a montage of some best bits, which might actually help. But was that Sneaky Sound System?
That's the Sneaky Sound System.
Right.
Rich.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's what, every time I turn the radio on, I hear that song.
Do you?
Yeah. Something about a projector.
Mm. Okay. Well,
maybe we should hear it again.
Load it
for
up.
For those of us who didn't hear it. And now, the Sneaky Sound System.
Better turn off your projector.
Oh, you know.
And the RE goes to
waste. The Nissan Navara is powering this Farrago every day. Oh, the ute of the year. Thanks to, you know, I've been getting through this article in 4x4 Australia. They're so into the Nissan Navara. They voted at ute of the year. They've put its ass in their booty bank.
Whoa. Jeez. I reckon that Zoo's doubling up. Richard and I were examining a couple of booty banks yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced that Shelley from Warrnambool.
Well, I think
the
he's
the same as Catherine from.
Yeah,
you'd have to look long, hard, and close, I would imagine, to make that sort of call.
I reckon they're doubling up. And Richard was saying that when he grew up in semi-rural South Australia, he doesn't remember so much scantily clad tail.
I'm Kerry O'Brien. Welcome to Media Watch. What's going on with the Zoo Magazine booty bank?
Yeah.
Imagine that. But imagine if Media Watch did a whole episode on the booty bank.
Yeah. Well, if they need researchers.
Monica Attard inviting you to look closely at these asses.
I think they might be doubling up.
I mentioned the Nissan Navara. Can I just say, this is from the words of 4x4 Australia. When the road turns to rocks, the Navara simply pulls up its sleeves and gets down to business.
Nay.
Gets it done.
A van. Mm. No, not a van, a ute, a 4x4, a machine that rolls up its sleeves.
Amazing.
You thought the China hutch was amazing, the pottery wheel. Now it's got sleeves.
Basically a transformer.
When the road turns to rocks, the China hutch doesn't even wobble. It's incredible. The suspension, you can put all your Wedgwood in there.
All your bunnykins.
All your crockery. Plates. Bunnykins, of course. It loves bunnykins.
All your blue and white China.
All your Manchester goes in there nicely.
Is that right?
This isn't the big story, though. Big story of the day, Phil Spector. Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, how'd he go?
It's been a mistrial.
Hey.
Only two people. It all held on the, it was, I think, how many in a jury? Is it 12?
12, yeah.
10 said he was guilty.
10.
Two innocent.
No.
Two people said that he got the woman home.
Yep.
She's gone, oh, we're not going up to have sex, are we, Phil? Mm. Hand me that gun. That's basically what happened. That's what we're being asked to believe.
What? So well, Phil's, that's how Phil got off.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't got off. They're going to have a retrial, but that'll be months away. Probably won't happen. Something weird will happen before then.
Yeah. Man. If you're going to do some gear in America, if you're going to start killing people, either release a single or play some professional football, you are sweet. You are home and hosed.
Do you get the feeling that Phil Spector, OJ Simpson and Robert Blake are just having a night out tonight? Big fat cack?
Trial by jury.
Do you remember the Robert Blake case? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the details of that one?
Him and his wife left the restaurant, popped out to the car, and then he's got, oh, I've left my gun.
Mm.
I've left my gun in the restaurant. Gone back for the gun. In the 1 minute window while he's gone to get the gun, someone else with a gun has shot his wife in the head.
Insane. Paris Hilton.
That's how it happened. He was innocent. He got off.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's a remarkable coincidence.
It really is.
Really is.
What do you say about Paris Hilton?
Well, it's interesting that Paris Hilton goes to jail. Lindsay Lohan. Didn't she? No, oh, Nicole Richie went to jail for 70 minutes.
Did she?
These guys are just
came out pregnant.
Sitting back rolling a fat cigarette.
I think her age had got there down to 60.
Wow.
So it was a plea bargain. I'll do the full hour, but, you know, anything beyond
I'll do
that.
A television hour. I'll do 42 minutes, two ad breaks, that's it.
Oh, look, okay.
Well, so, Phil's out. That's good news.
And
is he going to have a party? Do you reckon anyone will show up at Phil's mistrial party?
The late Vincent Price will be there, I'm sure.
Come round to my house. It's at 3 a.m.
He looks pretty happy about getting off, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. That wig.
I know.
The only thing Courtney Love can do, I think, is stand next to Phil Spector.
Try and look normal.
All right. Let's move on with this fine program. What's coming next? We're never quite sure on Friday. Here, get this. Oh, thank you, The Offspring. Yeah, get this. Self-esteem, Triple M. It's a Friday. I think you probably know that. Footy over the weekend. Oh, wow. You know, I honestly only heard about the grand final on Tuesday. Grand finals, rather. Pardon me.
Yeah. Is it true that every grand final year you go to the movies on that particular Saturday?
I do.
Yeah. Isn't that Christmas?
Right when the final's actually happening.
Me and my wife go to, like, the biggest film that's out.
Hairspray.
Probably not that one.
Rush Hour 3?
Yeah, no. I'm not sure what to say there.
There's a new Australian...
I think we're promoting that on the station, so I'll say yes.
There's a new Australian film out.
The Bet.
There it is.
Okay. But
you're guaranteed to be the only one there anyway.
The only one in the cinema. We had this for 5 years in a row. Whole cinema to ourselves. And then on the sixth year, last year, someone else just sitting down the front just spoiled the whole thing.
Oh, really? No. Was it a blue movie?
That's just rude.
I think it was a Pixar film.
Okay.
But it's great when you've got the whole cinema to yourself.
Why?
Because you can just yell stuff out.
Like what?
One of the funniest times I ever had in a cinema was me and the missus on our own opening day of Boot Men. That was the biggest cacks I've ever had in a cinema. Shouting stuff out.
If you don't know your next step, improvise.
That was the byline for Boot Men. I had a shirt.
Really?
I've still got a Boot Men shirt knocking around.
We would need a whole hour of this show to really canvas Boot Men in the detail it requires. But
yeah,
I noticed
they're tradies, but they're tapping tradies. They're blokes.
And they go to so much trouble so that you won't think they're gay. Oh. Like, they will have the like one bloke works at a strip club. But anyway, look, there's a hole. We'll get
Never
to that.
Mind.
We'll get to that because, you know, whenever I think, I feel bad, I don't know enough about football, I just look at John Howard. Did you see what happened to him?
Who's he going for this weekend?
The PM almost fell off the Geelong bandwagon when he struggled to name his favourite player.
Oh.
Well, I think, he began nervously. There was an embarrassing pause until Mr. Howard suddenly blurted out the name of Brownlow medalist Jimmy Bartel.
How do you?
Whoa.
I like the Don. Well, I like the dog.
Farlap? Is he playing?
Four weddings and a funeral.
Ricky Bonding.
Still his favourite film, apparently.
Loves the F word.
He does. Now, the women's mags, as you know, what do we love most of all in the women's mags?
Onlookers.
Pals.
Insiders.
Fellow diners.
Mm-hmm. Hemline insiders.
How far away can you get from the source of the quote? Here's a beauty. This week, Lindsay Lohan's new man.
No.
Oh, married with kids.
No.
Oh, the actress embarks. She was an actress at some point.
Fully Loaded, Parent Trap.
She embarks on a sleazy rehab fling with a married man.
Ooh.
She's on with a bloke in rehab.
Yeah.
How do we know this?
I don't know.
It probably didn't help that shortly after his public denial, Tony, that's the married man, was reportedly overheard telling pals he and Lindsay had slept together. Hang on, so it's not just the pal said it.
No.
He reportedly overheard pals.
Why don't they just write, publicist made up this quote?
Just have that at the top of every page.
Yeah.
Just stop doing that.
Mm.
Here's what we should be talking about on this show. Oh, we've had a lot of suggestions from Drew's K. He says, I feel somewhat isolated as a Get This Podcast fan here in Coffs Harbour.
Coffs Harbour.
No one seems
good burger shop in Coffs Harbour.
You see, we're not on there.
Oh,
but you can get the podcast, though.
Yeah,
download.
Yeah.
No one seems to understand my crowbarring of the phrase dizzy stuff into any conversation, especially in my job as a pharmacist.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
Okay. It was especially inappropriate that time I snuck it into a conversation with a nice old lady regarding her lady problems.
Ouch.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
He's sending him
some combantrum.
Sending some stuff in for us. Okay, he sent in an article.
What, a pharmacist is sending us stuff?
Yeah.
This could be quite good.
It's all legal.
Oh.
He sent me an article from The Guardian in the UK about a new movie about a typeface.
Oh. Wingdings?
The Help. Not Wingdings. That does deserve a movie.
Wingdings of Desire. I'd like to see that.
It's only because it's Friday that you're getting away with that.
Oh, sorry.
Helvetica. They've done the Helvetica story.
Really?
The Adventures of Helvetica, the world's most famous font.
Who's playing the font? Henry Winkler as the font.
I'll have to investigate that. For Ed, I have...
That you would have done it if I didn't, punnel operator.
Here's what they've got for
you're
you.
You're silly
here.
For it.
Drew's case.
Still mad at you.
Sending you the best cat photo of all time.
Really?
But can't figure out how to attach it.
Oh.
And for Richard Marsden, I have a story. Oh, look. The rug from the Big Lebowski is on display in a cafe in the Bible Belt of the US.
Oh.
I saw it. I'm not going to tell you where in case you figure out how to steal it before I do.
That rug's been peed on, though.
Yeah, and if you know the movie, it really ties the Bible Belt together.
All right. We've got more about football. Next, I'll get this. No sense, the Chisels here. Get this around the nation on Triple M. Yes, There will be a new bonus. Get this podcast going up for the weekend.
For stoners.
Just to keep them happy and keep them off our backs. Sick of incoherent emails that stop halfway through.
Yeah.
So there'll be a big ass 100 and... What would it be?
131.
131 goes up today. Yes. It's going to have a fair bit of Borny.
No, hey-ho.
And who else is in there? Oh, we haven't finished it yet. I don't know. It's still up on blocks.
Could be anyone.
Here's what's not up on blocks. Talkback Mountain. That sounds pretty good. Less goats, more Rodney Rood and Queensland Farmer, I say. Thanks very much. We're up there. Now, what's the topic for a Friday?
Well, Tom, what about what have you licked? What's your favourite organ? Guess what my uncle can do? Who wants a piece of the action? Who looks like fruit? Oh, man. That's all I got.
Who looks like fruit? Thing is, he was seriously floating. Sorry, went a bit Mino Rocky for a moment there. He was floating there earlier in the week for about an hour.
Who looks like fruit? Okay. There's a lot of grapefruit face types out there.
Give us one. Who's someone?
Oh, I reckon
I've got one, Jared Roughhead, who's an AFL footballer.
Oh, yeah.
Butternut.
He looks like a butternut.
Like a butternut.
Okie dokie. I reckon Billy Slater, your fullback for the Melbourne Storm, he's got that can of soup look about him.
So we're including
it's a can of peaches. We can expand it out if we need to. What about, guess what my uncle can do? That's pretty good.
Guess what my uncle can do? Okay.
My uncle can chop down a tree while he's in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I had an uncle who could mow the lawns on the sit-on lawnmower and then go, this is great. Why have a car? Let's drive this everywhere. Which he did. Look, that's not going to be our topic. No, yes, very David Lynch. It's not our topic, though. What is it going to be?
All right. Well, let's do been left high and dry. Who's left you high and dry?
Okay, it's a wide brief. Why?
Well, because here's a good reason for us, Tony.
Yeah,
tomorrow is the AFL Grand Final.
Sure
and
is.
I'm going to go down to Melbourne for a station event for it.
Oh, are you?
Are you coming, Tone?
No.
Okay, Richard?
I might head up to Melbourne, maybe, possibly. Check it out.
Are you coming to the function then?
Which function? I only know of the game.
See, this is what I'm talking about. So I don't know anything about football, and I've got to go and host a lunch.
See, I can't.
What am I going to do?
People always go, it'd be funny if Tony goes along because he knows nothing about football. It's funny for about 30 seconds.
Thanks, Tone.
And then it's just annoying.
Great. Thanks, Tone.
Oh, but you've got.
This is what I'm talking about.
But see, people can just ogle the abs with you.
I don't have
that option with me.
When the jokes tank, check these. Anyone? So I've been left high and dry by you two.
Cecilia was checking
and
it out.
And more particularly, one R. Marsland, because there was a breakfast that we were going to attend. Richard's right. Like, yeah, no worries, Ed. Love to go with you this morning. I'm like, look, looking forward to the breakfast.
Can't go. Got a writing gig. Can't go.
So now I've
got
to go by myself. There'll be an empty seat next to me. Looks like that someone doesn't want to go with me, Rich.
In my defence, I don't believe I ever committed to this event at all.
Nikki?
Nikki, little help.
Adjudicate?
Testify.
I think Ed may have said that you would come.
Oh, right. So Ed agreed on your behalf.
Right, I've changed. It's Hamilton.
And now you turn
it's Hamilton who's left me high and dry. This is unbelievable.
I mean, not saying that I wouldn't like to go. I'm sure it's wonderful and it's a legendary breakfast, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, you'll be getting your hair permed.
All right. So how does this work? It's just instances where somebody's let you down, left you high and dry.
Yeah. High and dry.
I don't know why the name Greg Fleet has just popped into my head. I'm sure people are aware that he did have a bit of a problem in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
He did do a show about it.
All better now.
But we're in a show. Myself, Mick Malloy, Matt Quatermain, and Greg Fleet were in a show called The Show With No Name at La Joke in Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
And this was at the height of Fleety being, unreliable. The show began with the four of us facing the back wall, and then we did a musical version of Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah.
And Fleety would turn around and go, it's the story. And then I would turn around and go, of a man named Katie.
Yeah.
And then on it would proceed from there.
Okay.
First night, we're facing the back wall, and I notice, hang on, Fleety's not just facing the back wall, he's leaning against the back wall with his forehead. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Nothing. And then just me. Oh, man, I'm Katie. And I think it was a good three verses in before he finally just went, it's the story, about 2.5 minutes late into the song. He's not like that now, of course.
Sleep
as you know.
On stage.
He wouldn't leave you high and dry now.
No, he's very reliable. He's always here on time.
But that's a good example. Mm. Anyone left you high and dry, Mr. Marsland?
Well, I'll see your grand final breakfast, Ed, and raise you a story about yourself, if that's okay.
Fine.
Just to parry back.
Yeah.
We're meant to go and see Knocked Up. We're meant to go and see the film Knocked Up.
Yeah, great film.
Yeah, a double ticket. And we're both very excited about going to see it. Ed pulled out at the last minute. Actually, didn't even call. Not even the courtesy of a call.
Not even the courtesy.
And as I have said before on this show, I then had to spend quite a long time that I would have spent having some dinner with him in intensity by myself for about 45 minutes playing the horsey game.
Did you pick up?
No.
But he won a thimble, so he's happy.
I needed an air hockey partner.
I know you,
Rich. Nothing sadder than one man on an air hockey table.
So true.
You know?
Even if he does have a perm.
All right, who's let you down? Well, someone who never lets us down is the prize king.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, the 60s rock experience live. Roger McGuinn from the Birds. Chuck Someone from Something Else. John McKay and the Steppenwolf. Who likes Billy Thorpe going solo? A fantastic last recordings double CD. Who's read Reader's Digest? Not you? Well, now you can. There's a story that just says killer dentist. Who missed Neighbours on the 6:30 on the 24th of the 8th. Okay. If you did, well, then you're not going to miss it anymore because we've got a DVD.
Yes, listen and learn, Pete Smith. Call us now. Tell us who let you down. Who left you high and dry? 133353. That's the John Butler Trio, Better Than, here at Get This, Around the Nation on Triple M. Who's been left high and dry? Ed Cavalli.
G'day, Richard. No one? Strange. G'day, no one? G'day, Richard.
Yo, Richard.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Ed, sorry. I'm Richard.
Okay, I'll be
Hey, hang on. Just give us that line again.
I can't.
No, so who are you?
I'm Red Richard.
There you go. Yes. How's it done properly yet?
Too
many happy bickies, I think, today.
Hey, Richard, what happened? Who left you high and dry?
Who left me high and dry? I actually changed my opinion 2 years ago. I got left high and dry by a doctor who left me pantless on an observation desk. Comes in 2 hours later with the medical team, you know, like they're looking at me bum. Oh, mate.
What did you do?
2 hours. What did you do for the 2 hours?
Just pretty much sat on a cold bench trying to figure out where my pants were.
Well, that's high dry.
This is the weekend, Rich.
High dry, cold and shriveled, I'll tell you that.
Do you think they were just waiting for an hour and 59 outside?
Yeah, just laughing at me.
Okay.
Hey,
they could have put the oxygen on.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Hey, Richard, what would you like? Reader's Digest, DVD of Neighbours, Billy Thorpe, or the 60s Rock Experience Live?
Ooh, 60s Rock Experience Live.
You are a winner.
Someone who hasn't been left high and dry. Yeah.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Very nice.
Dead set.
No worries, bro. Have a good weekend. G'day, Jody.
G'day. How you doing?
Excellent. Who left you high and dry?
My lovely husband did.
Oh, what's
what
he
happened?
Done?
Yes, well, I'm sure that's not a surprise to any wife out there. About 2 or 3 years ago, we had a surprise birthday party for my father. Yeah. Now, we had all the guests coming to meet at our house, so... Yeah. They could park there and there wouldn't be cars at the local hall where we were having it.
Yep, good.
He was supposed to round the guests up and take them down there at about 7:45 so I could turn up at 8. And, of course, he was having too much fun and we walked into a completely empty dark hall.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Well, at least, so more people were surprised than just one person, so it's roaring success.
Well, I was surprised. Yeah.
Well, Jody, for that, what would you like? Neighbours, Reader's Digest, Billy Thorpe.
I think it's
going
to have to be Billy.
Yes, go with Thorpey. Very good maybe decision. Send the other prizes and make the husband sit through them.
Yeah.
Top idea.
Top this, Neighbours. All right, well, thank you, Jody. Hello, Kane. How are you?
Yo, boys. How are we going?
We're excellent, mate. Who left you high and dry?
My football teammates.
Oh, what did they do?
Mad Monday. Oh, so you know where this is going. duct taped to a bed, left naked in the middle of an intersection for 45 minutes.
Oh, duct tape to a bed.
And did you get any action?
A sunburnt backside. and was only advised by the police who come and took me off the road that they should have got me inside a bit earlier.
Yeah, fair enough. And was there a whole series of speed camera photographs where you showed up in the background? Come on,
no, lucky it was a pretty quiet little intersection.
Well, there you go. Well, Monday's, you know, it's the weekend, but Monday, look out for an intersection and Kane's red ass.
That's basically it, yeah.
Thank you, sir. We're running horribly late, time.
Are we?
Yeah.
Does that mean we have to bail?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, I'm sorry to
I'm
all
sorry.
Now, see, it's happened again.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to be calling up another station going, get left high and dry during the high and dry segment.
The calls we couldn't get to, stay on the line, you'll get a prize.
That's right. Prizes for everybody. Thanks for taking part. But, oh, he's here. The man behind Rydeas, Ryan Shelton.
Get this.
Dreams do come true.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want, cause I can. If I don't, because I wanna.
It's all Jazz Flute Friday.
Be ignored by the step and the board, because I'm gonna.
It's the second hour of Get This on Triple M, and Ryan Shelton's back. Ryan,
welcome aboard.
And thanks.
We've all got some cake, because is it your birthday?
It was on Wednesday.
Oh, it was Ryan's birthday.
Oh. Woo.
Okay, fantastic.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Is that because no one can still get the rights to Happy Birthday, the song?
No one can afford to play that ever again.
Yeah. So what was that song?
It was Happy Birthday Helen.
It's the Happy Birthday Helen.
Yeah. Now, that's not Things of Stone and Wood, is it?
Yeah, no, it is. Things of Stone and Wood. It's a follow-up to Share This Wine.
Absolutely.
Good to know. Hey, wasn't it your birthday recently, Richard? I think it was.
Woo! Happy birthday, Marsland.
Okay. We missed that, did we? We didn't celebrate on the show.
The start of the month. I think we're away.
Right. Yeah. It's strange of you, Rich. You're usually the one to talk yourself up constantly. Yeah. It's strange you didn't mention anything.
And what did you do to celebrate your birthday?
Oh, nothing really. I'm not really big on birthdays, really. I went out for dinner with Mum and Dad and my girlfriend, Jess.
No invite for this guy?
Not at all. Not at all. Oh, I mean, there was one waiting. If I got a message of some sort, some sort of celebratory greeting, have a great day message.
My texting hand is broken.
You didn't even hit me on Facebook or MySpace.
I tried. I sent a carrier pigeon.
So many social networking opportunities that you could have hit me on.
So you're saying that Ed left you high and dry?
Big time.
So while his whole segment in the last hour was bagging out other people who'd done that to him.
Let's have a song.
What songs have we got?
Oh, wow.
No, it's not someone's birthday. Not today it isn't. No, today it's our football edition. I don't know if you've been listening, Ryan, but we have done so much footy gear, haven't we?
Oh, man.
That's what it sounded like,
I could literally hear the clock ticking in everyone's head just trying to think.
No.
Something football. Just say anything.
Instead.
Jonathan Brown. No, he's not playing. Oh, no, I don't know.
Players review.
Ewan Chatfield. No, what we're doing in this hour is we're unveiling embarrassing photographs from your past. Not just yours, Ryan, but our listeners. In this hour of Get This. Oh, thank you very much, the models. It's the second hour of Get This around the nation. Ryan Shelton is here. Some phony applause. Rove, the Rydeas segment, it's certainly kicking ass.
Yep.
Is it on this Sunday?
It's not on this Sunday.
Oh, it's been retired already?
Well, no. Last time I shifted from Rydeas just for a little bit, and I moved to Rye Ports just for a week.
Seafaring thing?
How do you mean?
Unloading a container or?
No, like a report.
Oh, good.
Like a report. Okay. A report. Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the puns are getting worse. I'm resting it for a couple of weeks, but I will be back. I am coming back at some point. But I've just been working with Mr. T recently, which has been really
exciting. Really? What have you done?
Well, there's this promo that Rove and Snickers are running. Mr. T is doing the Snickers ads, and it's like a stand-up comedian search.
Yep.
And so I got to make these promos for Rove with Mr. T. So Mr. T would record his bits. So I wrote these scripts for these four ad things. And the first one was on Sunday night, and it was him. He shot his stuff in LA, like on a satellite.
Bang.
And so we were watching him, and we could talk to him in his ear. He had like a little IFB. Yeah. And so I would say things to him, like he'd be reading my line and go, "Hey, Ryan," you know, doing all this Mr. T stuff. And then I'd be able to like click a switch and go, "Great work, Mr. T, doing a really good job." And he'd go, "No worries, brother, I'm here for you, man." Like that, just talking to him, just chatting with Mr. T.
What happened with T?
Giving him props.
Bang.
Did he slip any gold to you? Any, you know, off the record talk?
Well, actually, it was interesting. Because he wasn't wearing his bling. He didn't
wouldn't recognise it without that.
With his chains on.
Sure, it was him.
If only he had some sort of signature mohawk or something that you could recognise him. So we said, look, is there any chance he has his chains with him? You know, me, the naive fan, thinking that he just wears them all the time. And he actually said, no, I don't wear them anymore because he's a Christian. And since Hurricane Katrina, he sees it as a sin to have to be wearing what most people have lost.
Yeah, right.
So I thought that was interesting.
Wow,
that
but he wasn't wearing a house around his neck.
No. No, it must be very reassuring for the people of New Orleans to know that the president let them down, but Mr. T's there for them.
There, right, right. T's there.
What about Murdoch? Has he chimed in?
Mm. Why didn't he fly over here to record those things? Does he need the rest of the A-team to hypnotise him to sleep before he can hop on a plane?
He's lazy, Rich, I think is the bottom line.
Yes.
And I know Mr. T is listening to this, so
really.
He's a big get this fan T. I call him T these days.
Wow. Yeah. No more formalities.
No more formalities. We dropped the Misty. I actually did when I was talking to him. I sort of lost myself in the excitement of the situation. I actually did call him T. I said, after a couple of times of speaking to him, it's like, oh, can you do that a bit slower, a bit faster? I said, that's great, T. Can you just keep doing that the same way? And then I took my finger off the button. I said to everyone in the room, I said, I just called him T. And I'm sure he appreciated it.
And did he use any of these following words, petty and or fool?
Oh, they were all written into the script.
At any point? Yeah,
absolutely. They're all in there. Pain, okay. You dead, all that stuff is there.
Well, that's a pretty good name drop. Can we raise the bar on name dropping in this hour? Get this. I tell you what we're going to be doing. Oh, Richard Marsland has a fantastic new regular character that we think is going to really catch on.
Mm.
Yeah. And have you heard the Ghost Whisperer?
Yeah. That's, what's her name from Party of Five?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Well, you won't even be able to. You'll go, Jennifer Love who? When you see Richard's whispering efforts later in this hour of Get This. Oh, a musical ending for me. Chemical Romance. And right. Get This around the nation. Yes, Ryan Shelton is with us. So we are brought to you by the Nissan Navara, in case I haven't mentioned it. Ute of the year, according to 4x4 Australia. Are you a driver, Ryan?
Well, I am a driver. I've got a car. Maybe I should get a Nissan Navara. I'm actually looking to buy a car at the moment.
And
my whole life I've always had... always had like hand-me-downs.
Oh, yeah.
I've always like, you know, bought my dad's old car off him or something like that.
Yeah. Mini Moke?
Sorry?
Mini Moke California?
Oh, several of them.
Fantastic.
One on each foot.
Bang.
And so at the moment I'm looking around dealerships and just trying to, you know, and I've never gone to dealerships before.
Mm.
And I went to a used car dealership the other day just to see what's around and I'd never really encountered a real car salesman before.
Oh, you mean like a car salesman?
Like a car salesman in a yard, like in a dealership. And I'd seen like all the movies. You see, every time you see a movie or a TV show and you see there's a car salesman character, it's always the same. It's always that
sleazebag,
cliched, the same lines, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always just come to expect it. You know, that's just a dramatised version. It's a caricature.
Like as if.
Yeah.
They're not, they can't be really like
no,
that.
No.
They can't really be like Gordon Farkas in The Big Steel.
Or Gil from, Gil from The Simpsons.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like, I mean, for the same reason that not all fruiter is a big fat Greek man telling, you know, screaming couple of days for 3.5 minutes.
The jury's still out on that one, right?
Well, that's true. I haven't bought a lot of fruit lately. And so anyway, so I looked at the car and spoke to the guy about it, and he gave me all the normal lines. And then as I was leaving, I was finished, and I said, oh, look, thanks a lot, mate. I'll give you a call if I'm interested.
Mm.
And he goes, I'm leaving. And I could hear his face panicking behind me.
Right.
As I was like, he's leaving. Like, this is, I haven't even got through step 7 yet, and he's already leaving. And as I was walking, he's like, do you mind if I get your name and phone number? And I was like, no. I mean, yes, I do mind, actually. I prefer it if I didn't. And he was like, and then he had this really sort of disappointed look on his face.
Oh.
As if like, oh. But then I was thinking afterwards, who would give their phone name and phone number for no reason?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why he would be calling.
Maybe he just wanted to hang.
Well, maybe he just wanted to hang, chat and say, do you want to have a drink, catch up? What's Ed Cavalier really like? Tell me all the gory details.
Have you seen Sex and the City? Because I've got the DVDs.
The two of you doing a tandem jump out of a plane.
I'm missing seasons 1 and 2 of Gary Shandling's show. Have you got it on DVD? I do.
Have
I got it from Tony
mocha?
Martin. But
wow.
He's not going to say that. I know he's going to call and he's going to say, have you thought about buying the car yet?
Mm.
Are you interested? No, I'm not interested. You'll call back an hour later. Are you interested now? No. How about now? I'm not interested. I'll call you. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe who would actually do that. Who would actually give their phone number? Idiots would. Yeah.
Of course, now, 1-0-0-5-3.
Can we climb the mountain early? No.
Okay, well...
So, yeah, that was a bit strange.
What were you looking at? 87 yeah. Prelude?
I can see you're worried that you can't mention other brands of car because we're sponsored by the Navara. Don't panic. Say what you want.
Well, then there's the Nissan Navara, then there's another company which sponsors Rove. There's like, I feel like I'm bound by the laws of sponsorship here. I can't mention anything.
That happened to us the other day. We were talking about the Nissan Navara, and then we started talking about the first car ever made, the Model T Ford. And Rich is going, don't mention that. Like it's a rival product. Are you guys mentioning the Model T? You guys been talking about the horse's carriage on here? Don't you know we're brought to you by Navara?
They're killing us in the marketplace.
I feel like as soon as you mention the word something else, just a figure's going to rise from behind the window of the studio, just moving his finger from side to side. Not that word, sir.
No. Say what you want. It is good, this. And say it before 5:30 when the kiddies come out. In some states, although I think...
Yeah, they're on school holidays. A few of them, yeah.
It's too late. What have we said now? Going backwards through the black box recording in my head. Okay, sorry if we've offended anybody, but no, we're going to be back on solid ground in the next break as we look at incriminating photographs on Get This. NXS here at Get This on Triple M. Sorry, I'm just going through puberty this afternoon at the age of 43. Ryan Shelton is with us. It's Triple M, and you never know what we'll play next. It's Ed Cavalli and someone from our sales department, Ash, I think, or at least Ash made the recording, Up the Snow. Listen to that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to hear the day after, right. Is it?
Yeah.
So true, right? Yeah.
See,
didn't record that.
No, we're talking about that today. Not recordings, though. Photographs. Incriminating photographs that have come back to bite you on the ass. We do a thing here on our website called the Get This Album of the Week. Have you seen some of them? Great Australian albums from the past that maybe people have forgotten. John Law's The Mind and the Music. Ugly Dave Gray's Gray and Spicy. Boom, boom, boom. And now, this week's Album of the Week. Have a look at this, Ryan. Describe to the listeners what you're seeing there. An album called...
Alan Seal's Music to Grow Plants By.
Alan Seal, a sort of TV gardener.
Oh, and he's not lying because there are a lot of plants on the album cover. There are a lot of plants in the photo.
Just describe the photo if you could.
Okay, well, as an old man, I assume it's Alan Seal.
Yes.
He's
body double.
Sitting in what looks like a corduroy recliner. couch, sort of like sofa chair.
Yeah.
He's reading National Geographic. His left leg is slightly tucked behind his right. He's got sort of burgundy slip-on shoes.
It's classic Alan.
But what's he sitting in front of there? What's just
over? I see. It's a hi-fi system.
Yeah, it's a 3-in-1. That's what it is.
With a lot of records. He hasn't got his record there. Actually just a bunch of other ones. Oh. And a whole lot of plants.
Hey.
A whole lot of plants.
Do they look like they're on the grow, those plants?
Well, I reckon if he presses play on that record, they're just going to sprout quickly.
Well, if you have a look, you're going, what is the music? You're going, is he singing? No, it's just instrumental versions of things like Morning Has Broken, all mainly things that have like
Danny Boy
plant names in the title, that's going to encourage the flowers. Oh, okay.
I know this one.
You don't bring me flowers, I better get moving.
The Growing Pains theme. No?
But wasn't he the guy that had the sibilant S's?
Yeah, it's no Peter Kundal.
No. Who is?
He was quite... Yes, that's right. He was quite sibilant, wasn't he?
Yeah, because look at all the titles they've given him. Knights in White Satin, Annie's Song, Moonlight and Roses, The Days of Wine and Roses. As many S's as possible in there.
And that was probably at a time before you could just type plant into Google and see all the lyrics that come up. So that takes a lot of effort, actually.
And that's on the Telmac label. That's up on our website now if you'd like to have a perv for yourself. Yeah, but that's not really what we're talking about, is it, Ed? No, incriminating photographs. What sort of stuff?
Well, one from my own life. There's a photograph of me dressed head to toe in Care Bears memorabilia from when I was about 11, which I'd really like to get my hands on. But my mother, every time I go back, you know, home or whatever you call it, it's always out and I go to grab it. And because she's, you know, she's a witch. She can get over there.
She's a witch.
She can get over there, get it and get it away before I've got, you know, it just sort of evaporates in my hands.
How did you find that out? You throw in a lake and just see what happens.
She floats.
She floats. Mum, you're a witch. Good news.
Good job.
Something on the boil.
Okay.
Another one is young Mr. Shelton.
All right. Here we go.
Superbad premiere. You were wandering up the red carpet, and they were all over you, bro. They were all over you doing interviews, glad-handing people, you know, getting photographs.
They had those. It was a super bad premiere. So the theme was like a frat party thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And so when you walked in, they give you a fake McLovin ID as your pass to get into the after party, which is nice. Then they had these promo people dressed up as cops.
But they had you. The photograph they printed of you in the paper was one of them trying to like arrest you.
Yeah.
And they had your hands behind your back, sort of handcuffs mode, and you giving it a bit of,
Yeah, I know. And it's so obvious that everyone else was there, all the other guests that were invited, who have obviously been to hundreds of these premieres before, walked right past. And I'm obviously the new kid on the block who says yes to every photograph.
Yes,
and
he'll be handcuffed, don't worry. Get him in a headlock.
So I'll do anything, really.
Okay, is there worse in the closet, though, Rob?
Well, there's one actually every now and again when, you know, I'm out and about and people think that I'm Mark Philippoussis or someone, they asked me for a photograph. Oh, and one guy actually at the airport said, look, do you mind if I get a photo with you? And I said, yeah, sure. So I had a photo with him, and he had like quite a nice SLR big camera.
Cool, blimey.
And so had the photo with him, and then I was like, he was like, thanks for that. And I said, yeah, no problems, have a good day. He's like, actually, do you mind if I get one just of you? And I was like, I guess so. And so he said, okay, cool, just stand against that wall. It's nice
just
background.
Just put this outfit on.
Yeah. And he just took this photo, like a few, like just snapped off a few paparazzi, like tick, 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 of me just standing there. I didn't know what to do. I felt like it was a headshot or a publicity shot. It's bizarre.
Maybe he wants to Photoshop you into moments in his life. Here's Ryan at my birth.
That would be weird.
With me.
Okay. Now, I notice we've all turned to Richard Marsden at the same time. Just as he points at his watch.
How are we doing for time?
Yeah, no, you are right. We should get a move on. Okay. I'd like to point out that this phone topic was... Yeah, we'll get back. We'll be a whole special next week, Richard, because I've seen the album.
Okay.
Mark Natoli is who suggested this phone
Good
topic.
Effort.
He says embarrassing photos that have been published. Do we want to...
No, let's just go in general.
Okay.
But then if it's been published, then more props to you.
Yeah.
Double points.
Yeah.
There's no prize, but get on board. 133353.
Get this.
Safe, out of custody, and presently receiving medical care.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Thanks to the Nissan Navara, it's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us. You can see his fine work on Rove. But... incriminating photographs, it's an interesting topic. Not a lot we can put to air.
Yes, Sess has really dealt with some fruit. Good work. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are excellent. Talk us through the photos.
Okay, I was out one night with a girlfriend at a nightclub, very, very drunk, and we started doing tequila slammer shots. Licking the salt off each other's boobs.
Oh, okay.
Taking the lemon from each other's mouths. A friend of ours took some photos. He told me the week later that, he works at Holden, and that he had emailed the photos to everyone on the Holden email list.
Yeah. Wow.
I think we got those in here at Triple M. In fact, I think it's the screensaver on our website at the moment.
I watched an expose on those photos on the E! Network the other night, I think, behind the scenes.
And what was the fallout, really?
Well... nothing really, like very embarrassing. Like he'd emailed a few of our friends as well around the town that we lived in.
Yeah.
So, you know, a few rumours went around that we were hot and heavy with each other and things like that. But it was all good fun, I suppose.
They can't prove nothing, Kim.
All right. Well, we'd like to put your photo and phone number up on our website.
Fantastic. So we're also going to forward those photographs to some car salesmen we know.
We'll spread the love around. Thank you, Kim. Have we got any other callers we can put to air?
Only one. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What happened?
I was living in a house with a mate of mine, and he was separated from his wife, and we had some girl company over one night.
Oh, dear.
And a few of the guys, and a couple of photos got taken. And the film went missing for a couple of years, and it happened to turn up in my sister's hands out of the Photoshop, walking down the street, and said to her friend, I'll just have a look through these photos while I look through this other packet. And they happened to be the best friend was my mate's wife.
Hooray!
Oh, hey!
So the catchphrase where she said, they're my curtains. That's my lounge room. That's my husband.
Yes.
But it was all above board, though, because they were separated. So.
No, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes, you and Shane Warne.
I used to have a friend that worked in a photographic development place. Yeah. And every week we'd get a selection of the finest work from the week.
Is that right? That
people
goes
are into some full-on gear, Craig.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Awesome. You're awesome. That's exactly
suddenly,
right.
Suddenly we look around and our panel operator's got a Rabbit Express hat on. How did that happen so quickly?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Craig. That is
that's it. That's all we can put to air.
The only ones we can put to air. We're not going to shortchange you today, though, listeners. No. Oh, I promised whispering action from our panel operator. That's next on Get This. Thank you. The Plain White Tees. Singing along there, Ed.
Learning to love again, Tone. Thanks, Plain White Tees.
Hey there,
what's
Valila.
What's their story? What have they? Where have they come from?
Oh,
I don't know, but I like it.
Richard Marsden always knows the answer.
Hey there,
that's exactly where they're from.
In small Arkansas. Town out of Arkansas. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's a Native American name.
Really?
Okay, good on you. Ryan Shelton is with us. Now, what we're trying to do on the show is come up with characters and recurring plots and concepts that will catch on with the general public. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of a comedy character that just hasn't quite worked? Or?
Well, yeah, a lot, actually.
Really?
years ago when I was just sort of, you'd write things for you at school. When I used to be at school and I'd write like sort of sketches and
yes,
you always look back and you think, what was I thinking?
Yes.
Like look back in the last segment and I was probably thinking, what was I thinking? And but I had this one character, I thought it was brilliant. And of course I'm still doing puns today. But Meddling Mike was like this character I remember thinking of. But I was thinking Meddling Mike, he meddles with everything, but he wins lots of medals. Like, this was the amazing thought process that I went through. I thought, oh, I don't care if people don't laugh. They'll know. I think it's clever.
Yeah.
Clever first, funny second. Mm. Yeah, well done, Ryan. Real
didn't
smart.
Didn't catch on. See,
now I'm doing Rydeers. What the hell?
Well, I had Evil McNeville, the Scottish stuntman. That never caught on. And, of course, the Irish mufti, Sheikh Shillelagh. That didn't catch on here. Ed's got his new Hollywood gossip. Commentator who only says one thing, and this doesn't matter what the question is.
Ask me anything about Hollywood, right?
Anything about Hollywood.
What's up with Scarlett Johansson at the moment?
Nah, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
that's all he says.
I think he's on the Today Show, everyone.
Yes, he is.
Maybe it's up to Richard Marsland to come good with something that's going to catch on with the general public. I think this might be the answer.
From Get This, the people who brought you the TV shows everyone's talking about. Medical Emergency Gotcha. Girls of the Spectre Mansion. It's me or Shane Warne. Dancing with the Stasi. Jake and the Morbidly Obese Man. Can We Not? Ready Steady Shrimp. The Optometrist and the Ophthalmologist. Inspector Rex Hunt.
What is it? What is it, boy?
Fire.
What was that?
Dollop Industry.
And carry on up Carl Stefanovic comes the show that says why should horse, dog, ghost and baby whisperers have all the whispering fun? Richard Marsland is the Fridge Whisperer.
Hi, I'm Richard Marsland, the Fridge Whisperer.
Ed, that's
no, I'm not doing it.
Just for the sketch.
I'm doing it.
They won't
they
hear
will,
it.
Mind. You
no,
do it.
Mind.
You
it's
do
not
it.
On the tip.
Well, I'm not doing
all right. Thank God you're here. This fridge is a shop bird.
I'll be the judge of that with the help of this little baby.
A Farmers Union iced coffee.
I'll just leave that there and now we wait. Let's see. Kelvinator 316 1985 model. 4 hours and 15 minutes. Go. It's fantastic.
That was only about 12 seconds.
Nope. This FUIC is still room temperature. This fridge is a shot bird.
I said that.
There's only room for one Fridge Whisperer in this sketch. I'm Richard Marsland.
I'm Richard.
All right, let's see some of this so-called fridge whispering then.
Okay. What whispers have I got here?
Triple M.
Nope. I'm just going to have to do the dance. Hit it. Nope, nothing.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just going to have to show it who's boss. Bad habits they may have picked up at the shop can persist well after installation, as long as you show them who the pack leader is. Do you have a minibar fridge?
No.
In that case, you can hit one of the pressure points. If you can just hold the door open, I'll just depress the switch that keeps the light on.
Are you sure that's safe, Richard?
I'll just keep the light off. It's all about submitting to the operator. Here we go. Okay. And if I know the 316...
Oh, wow.
Never gave up hope.
Richard Marsland is the Fridge Whisperer on Get This immediately after the Courtney Love Boat.
Oh, no. That's too terrifying. We can't play that one. Let's be back to wind things up in a moment, shall we, Mr. Whisperer? Here at Get This. Oh, thank you, you two. Time for us to sign off here and get this around the nation on Triple M. Ryan Shelton, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you for having me for the whole hour. I've had a great time. Looking forward to the big footy finals
yes.
this weekend.
Oh, yes, Tone, the AFL tomorrow, Cats v Power. How do you see it?
I'll be seeing it as I walk to the cinema.
Fantastic.
To see a movie in my scarf and beanie, singing up there Scorsese, though.
Sunday night, NRL Grand Final, Manly versus the Melbourne Storm.
Oh, one of those two are doubtless to be victorious, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
That's my tip for the weekend. Have you got any actual footy knowledge that you can impart to us, Ryan?
No, I do actually. I'm actually a Melbourne supporter. I actually am a football person, mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. Any knowledge at all? You can't throw it.
Good.
The actual Triple M football team will be kicking into action. Will and Limo are next. I must thank everybody who puts this fine program together. Richard Marsden on the buttons.
Thanks,
Cecilia on the phones. Matty D on the pots and pans. Woo. Our extremely pregnant producer, Dickie Hamilton, still getting it together every day. Thanks to all the knob jockeys around the network. Don't forget Rove Sunday nights on Channel 10. Thanks to everyone who takes part. Correspondents, don't forget to visit the Triple M website. I'm just padding because I have to fit exactly to the second of this show. There's only four to go, so I will just remind you. Now there's only one. Oh, key phrase today.
Camilla Parker Bowles has finally found her place at Madame Tussauds.
Yes, no joke required. Thanks, Ryan. And we'll be back on Monday with Katie Diamond.
Yes.
Monty is with us.
Monty. One more thing to plug. Rockwiz starts again this Saturday night.
Rockwiz, the new series, tomorrow night on your SBS. Just tomorrow.
It's allowing you know.
Oh, thank you, you two. Time for us to sign off here and get this around the nation on Triple M. Ryan Shelton, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you for having me for the whole hour. I've had a great time. Looking forward to the big footy finals
yes.
this weekend.
Oh, yes, Tone, the AFL tomorrow, Cats v Power. How do you see it?
I'll be seeing it as I walk to the cinema.
Fantastic.
To see a movie in my scarf and beanie, singing up there Scorsese, yes. though.
Sunday night, NRL Grand Final, Manly versus the Melbourne Storm.
Oh, one of those two are doubtless to be victorious, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
That's my tip for the weekend. Have you got any actual footy knowledge that you can impart to us, Ryan?
No, I do actually. I'm actually a Melbourne supporter. I actually am a football person, mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. Any knowledge at all? You can't throw it.
Good.
The actual Triple M football team will be kicking into action. Will and Limo are next. I must thank everybody who puts this fine program together. Richard Marsden on the buttons.
Thanks,
Cecilia on the phones. Matty D on the pots and pans. Woo. Our extremely pregnant producer, Dickie Hamilton, still getting it together every day. Thanks to all the knob jockeys around the network. Don't forget Rove Sunday nights on Channel 10. Thanks to everyone who takes part. Correspondents, don't forget to visit the Triple M website. I'm just padding because I have to fit exactly to the second of this show. There's only four to go, so I will remind you. Now there's only one. Oh, key phrase today.
Camilla Parker Bowles has finally found her place at Madame Tussauds.
Yes, no joke required. Thanks, Ryan. And we'll be back on Monday with Katie Diamond.
Yes.
Monty is with us.
Monty. One more thing to plug. Rockwiz starts again this Saturday night.
Rockwiz, the new series, tomorrow night on your SBS. Just
now
tomorrow.
It's allowing you know.